Hello everyone, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. Before we get into the songs for my show, let's hear a quick PSA.
University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Toss Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right. Thanks for listening to that PSA. There was a little bit of music over it, but I think it's okay. Maybe I'll play another one at the end just to make up for it. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Claire Coburn, and you are listening to my show, Final Girl, where every week at Mondays at 8 p.m., obviously that's when it is right now, I play alternative rock and punk music by women artists. Today's show is a little bit all over the place. I think the Spinatron, like, description is some post-punk, some alternative pop, and some new wave walk into a bar, because that's what I've been listening to. I kind of like set out to make this a yeah's themed episode, but then I was listening to music the other day and I was like, wait, I want to play all these songs, and I didn't really have a specific like theme or other songs that I wanted to play with them. So it's just kind of a catch-all episode, but don't worry, next week we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming of more like punk music. But that takes a lot of planning, because if you didn't know this, but pretty much every song under the punk genre is like under 2 minutes, and I have to fill 50 minutes of music, which means I have to have like 25 songs, and I have to make sure that they're all good. So I have to, like, it takes me a second. Anyways, the first song that I'm going to play for you guys today is called Into Black. It's by this band called Blouse. They are out of Portland in Oregon, and they do, like, ethereal pop. I don't know. I, like, really like the sound of it. I think I played some similar music, like, maybe 2 weeks ago or something. So the first song is Into Black by Blouse, and then yeah, I'll talk about the other songs that you're going to hear after that, after this music. This song was released in 2011. It's very interesting because it kind of sounds like something that would have been released within the past few years. But let's see, 2026 minus 11 is 15. So this is almost 15 years ago, if that's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, Into Black by Blouse. Enjoy.
Same thing again. Bottles of straws, drink of wine.
Right. So, like, yes, synth pop. Like, why not? Who says that I can't play synth pop on Final Girl? The second song that you heard was Boy by the band Book of Love. They were a Philly, or they were formed in Philly in the 80s and were like kind of like a staple in dance clubs. And I really love this song. I was watching a movie. So I watched Companion over the weekend, yesterday, the day before, with Sophie Thatcher. And this song is in the movie. And I found it. I was like, what is this? I love it. It's so cool to me. And I looked it up. And basically, the meaning behind the song, you know, it's like this female singer and she's lamenting that she's not a boy. And I think that, like, there are so many instances in which I'd be written. And I was like, oh, like, I want to learn more. And basically, this song was written because there was, like, this gay club in New York in the 80s, but it was, like, just for guys. And she was like, oh, I wish I could go there, but I'm not a boy, which makes sense. They're, like, a dance club band. And so I thought that was cool. I always love the backstory of a song, but I don't know. I think it's a really great song. And then the last song that you heard was Cities in Dust by Susie and the Banshees. Love them. Play them all the time on the show. It's about Pompeii, if you didn't pick that up, but it's one of their more popular songs. So I'm sure many of you already heard it, but it's so, like, I just love how haunting their sound is, just like as a whole. But I was talking about Pompeii with someone recently. I, like, in elementary school, was, like, a really big nerd about, like, historical disasters. Had, like, a huge ancient Egypt phase. And I guess also ancient Greece. And in that, like, just was fascinated by Pompeii for a while. But anyways, the next song that I'm going to play is Disco Verry by the band Warpaint. I've played them on the show before. They're from California. Yeah, they have, like, a really unique sound. I don't really know how else to describe it, but, like, kind of post-punk-esque a little bit. I played them before on the show, but I can't remember what song it was. But yeah, this song was released in 2014. Yeah, I don't know. This is Disco Verry by Warpaint, and I hope that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, I'm back. Okay, so the second song that you heard was Brother by the band The Organ. I hadn't heard of them until like pretty recently. This song was released in 2004 and the album is called Grab That Gun. Fun fact, that song is like featured in the L Word, which I just figured out by going through their like what playlist they're on. That's fun. And then the last song that you heard was Bedroom Eyes by Dum Dum Girls. This song was released in 2011. They're from Los Angeles. And that's kind of one, like more of kind of their pop sound, but they did a lot of like indie rock, and Wikipedia even says shoegaze and like some alternative rock. So I think that I'll have to listen to them some more. I thought that was very fun. That song, I think it just randomly popped up as like a suggested song, like a few days ago. And I was like, oh, I like this. It feels, I don't know. It's very like bubbly. The next song that I'm going to play is called Dead Sound by the Ravenettes. This is from the 2007 album Lust, Lust, Lust. I can't find much about them, but I'm actually going to look it up right now for you guys. Let's see. See, I like to be able to tell you where the band is from and whatnot, and like a little bit about them. Oh my gosh, the Ravenettes are Danish. They're from Copenhagen. Okay, that's really cool. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking because I have a lot more good music to play for the show and not a ton of time. So this is Dead Sound by the Ravenettes. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Guys, isn't that song like incredible? That was Soft Shock by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This was released in 2009 on the album It's Blitz. I think that the only song people know from this album is Heads Will Roll, which is a great song. I love it. But there's like so many good songs on this album. I think Soft Shock and Hysteric are my two favorites, so I would recommend those. I don't know. I have this playlist of songs and it's just called Specific, and it's songs that I can't like put into words like how they make me feel or like just what I would relate them to in my own life. And that song is on there because I really don't know how to describe it except for like, isn't it incredible? So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone else feels that way about certain songs, but sometimes I listen to a song and I'm like, this like means so much to me and I don't know why, or like I don't know what I can associate it with in my mind. And not that you have to associate every song you listen to with something, but like I can't really put like my finger on what about the song is so good. So those just go on one playlist. And yeah, I don't know, the next song that I'm gonna play for you all, see, I have 20 more minutes and I have so many songs to play, but that's all right. I think we'll get through them. The next song is Let Me Take You Out by Class Actress. This was released in 2010. The EP is called Journal of Ardency, and yeah, a little electronic inspired. I think it's super cool. The album art is really awesome. It's like a drawer full of like broken things that's just on the ground. Yeah, this is Let Me Take You Out by Class Actress. Enjoy.
Let me take you out, down
everyone. Okay, so let's see. The second song that you heard was Lights Out by Santigold. I have been listening to so much of her music recently, and I really, like, can't describe, like, she does kind of all different genres all over the place. I don't know, I think this is a really fun pop song, with some, like, it's a little bit of, like, alternative pop. Yeah, I don't know. Now, kind of the next two songs are what I kind of normally play on the show. The next song is When I'm With You by Best Coast. This was released on an album called Crazy For You in 2010, and I've definitely played one of their songs on the show before, but I cannot remember which one. But I think they're cool. It's very 2010, like, indie rock music from LA. So with that in mind, I hope you enjoy. This is When I'm With You by Best Coast.
Cheated.
So it is almost 9 p.m., which means my time in the studio is over. But the second song was Cheated Hearts by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I have been in such a Yeah Yeah Yeahs mood. Like, Karen, oh, you're the coolest person ever. And that's one of my favorite songs by them. So I hope that you guys enjoyed. And then the last song was Black Balloon by The Kills. And yeah, I think that's also a cool song, kind of haunting. And with that, I'll leave it. You've been listening to Final Girl. My name's Claire Kilborn,